Have you dealt with people who suffered torture in this war? I mean, we've seen the horrible pictures from Abu Ghraib, and we know some of what went on at Guantanamo. Have you had to deal with the people who've been surviving the torture that went on? And you also made allusion to the fact that torture has not ended under Barack Obama's presidency. How do we know that?
Well, in part, we know that there is torture continuing in some places because some of the detainees have lawyers, and the lawyers are reporting to us. In part, we know that from the American Red Cross and their reports on the various prisons. Sometimes we know it from statements from the detainees themselves. Sometimes they've been released, or sometimes they've been able to get word out. For instance, there is still forced feeding going on in Guantanamo. And the last story that I was able to hear, and of course it's not easy to get information, the last story that I heard was that if you were resisting force feeding because you were a hunger striker, you were being beaten. Well, beating people is against the Geneva Conventions, and force feeding, forcing a tube down through someone's nose and through their esophagus to force feed them, is also against the Geneva Conventions. It's very hurtful to a person and can really spoil their sinuses. It's a very painful process. So we know these things are going on. The Red Cross still has not been allowed into the Bagram prison in Afghanistan. There are reports coming in that black sites are still in operation. Now, the new president came out on his third day of his presidency and had an executive order saying that torture is against the law, we don't do it, and we are closing all the CIA-run black sites. Well, there are black sites that are not run by the CIA and they're run by other places. Are those being closed too? Or is that off the list or we're not discussing that? What's happening there? It's not easy to find out information about these things. Each night when I'm home, I spend about 2 hours late at night on the computer reading somewhere between 8 and 10 news websites, looking for whatever stories I can. And I often find more information in the international press than I do in the American press.
Have you had contact with people tortured in these wars?
Actually, there's an interesting dynamic that is common to the American experience, which is after we invade a country and torture some people, it takes a few years for them to migrate to the United States. But often, people do get to the United States, no matter where their country is. In the late 80s, I was working with many Salvadorans in Washington, D.C., who had literally walked to the United States from El Salvador. There are many Vietnamese who made their way to the United States who had been tortured during that war. I have not yet had my hands on anyone from Iraq or Afghanistan who has been tortured. I have been doing some work with veterans who have been engaged in those wars and had trauma as a result of that. Of course, anyone who witnesses or is engaged in torture, either as a receiver or a provider, everyone carries a certain sickness after that to witness within themselves or another person the degradation of humanity. And this is a bad penny that gets passed, and it's a very difficult thing to carry.